kids, and she would have liked to talk. But the captain found out the secret of his handsome cabin boy. Her cheeks were red and rosy, and her head hung in curls. The sailors often smiled and said, "He looks just like a girl." But eating the captain's biscuits, their colour did destroy, and the waist did swell on fitting her, the handsome cabin boy. 'Twas in the Bay of Biscay, a gallant ship did ply, and down among the sailors was a flurrying round. They tumbled from their hammocks, their sleep it did destroy, and saw about the groaning of the handsome cabin boy. "Oh, doctor dear, oh, doctor," the cabin boy did cry, "my time has come, I am undone, and I must surely die." The doctor came a-running and smiled at the fun. To think a sailor lad should have a daughter of a son. The sailors, when they heard the news, they all laid down and said, "The child belonged to none of them," they solemnly did say. The captain's wife, she looked at him, "My dear, I wish you joy, for it's either you